Hey, news on Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden, along with Britney Spears and Zayn from One Direction. It's time to recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi on Ralphie tonight. We'll start off with the Directioner, Mr. Zayn. He's engaged, and he recently threw a party, Jordy. What was this all about?
This party was so over the top that I can't even imagine what his wedding is going to be like. He actually dropped $85,000 on a birthday party for his fiance. It was her 21st birthday, so he went all out. It was totally crazy. So their wedding is probably going to be in the millions.
Not even for the wedding, like you say. I mean, you're setting quite the precedent there. But then again, when you're One Direction and you're currently on a tour that they're saying is going to be one of the top grossing treks of all time, I guess you can afford to do that. So, hey, good for him. All right, Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi here on Ralphie tonight. The Madden brothers, Joel and Benji Madden, having a lot of success with We Are Done, their kind of indie pop rock single. I'm a big fan of it. Benji, of course, unlike his brother Joel, is not married, but that might change, Jordy?
Well, as you know, he is dating Cameron Diaz, who is known to be quite the man-eater, but it seems like she's ready to settle down with Benji. Apparently, the two are head over heels for each other. They have this crazy chemistry. They love spending time together, and she is actually talking marriage.
Wow. Now, that wedding, I bet, would be very interesting because she is a health nut.
Yes, she is, but she's also a party girl, so I feel like she would be like doing shots of tequila with her gluten-free pasta.
Oh, I can just see the scene now. That's just a lovely visual. We're wrapping up recap of the week that was with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi. Britney Spears recently did something very, very nice at Cheesecake Factory. We love these nice celebrity stories, Jordy. Please tell us what happened.
Well, of course, Britney Spears would go to the Cheesecake Factory, and she racked up a huge bill of $30, but
wow,
she left a $100 tip for the waiter.
There you go. That's what we like to see. Paying it forward, not being a cheapskate, especially when you're Britney Spears and you have this Vegas residency that is just, I mean, they're practically just opening up the vaults in Vegas and dumping all this money into her bank account. So congratulations. I'm glad she's paying it forward a little bit to the wait staff at the Cheesecake Factory. All right. Well, hey, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi. Have a great weekend.
You too.